Ich bin hier mit Midland und Girls Gone Country darf Midland interviewen. Also Mädels, aufgepasst. My first question is, so it's not a question. I always thought, do you know the Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
I always thought that I'm the biggest boy band fan of them since I saw you guys live for the first time.
Saw us?
Yes.
So are we like the Backstreet Boys?
No, you're better than the Backstreet
Boys. Oh.
So
you're saying you... Backstreet Boys were number one, and then we came along, and now we're number one.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's what you're saying?
That's very nice.
We've actually hung out with those guys quite a few times. The Backstreet Boys are actually really big Midland fans. And Brian, the short kind of blonde one. His son is actually in Nashville doing country music. So we've spoken to Brian quite a few times about that. But
we partied hard with them in Las Vegas once.
We should cover I Want It
You
That
remember
Way.
That?
No.
That would be cool.
I think that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I think, so I
Want It That Way is a thing.
No recollection of that.
There was a guy doing Magic.
Magic?
That was not them. Was it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's the Backstreet Boys.
He was just reminding me of a time we hung with them in Vegas. I didn't remember this.
I remember.
There was a magician there.
The magician was doing magic that I didn't think was actually within the grasp of human power. And I feel like it was like dark magic. And I got out of there.
No, it was crazy. Like, I actually remember one of the things he did. He asked somebody for a dollar. And he had them write their name on it in Sharpie. And then he goes, okay... And he, like, made it disappear. And then he goes, you over there, somebody totally random. He's, like, look in your wallet. And the dollar was in there.
Yeah, I still don't like it. So that was your first question.
No, that was not a question. That was not a question. So that was so that I like you guys. So what do you think consider is typically for Germans? So you've been here many times.
What was the question?
What do you consider to typically German?
Oh, they're great audience.
What's a typical like German audience, or like what do we think of like?
Oh, okay. Well, the Germans are very clean people. They're very polite. Their cities are well organized, and at least where we've been.
Have you ever been in Germany?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. I mean, compared to the States, I guess. But the Germans they're a lot like us. You know, they love good food. They love brats.
Well, the audiences, though,
beer.
They stay very quiet while you're playing.
They're fantastic, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of... We played in Hamburg at that really cool old theater right near the red light district.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, and the crowds there are very... I think what Cameron's getting to is that the German crowds for Midland, they're very reverential.
Well, they're also austere.
Yeah.
Do you know that word? Like, very austere. Stoic.
Like good posture.
Yeah.
Stoic. Yeah, they're very, somewhat severe people, which I like, actually.
Well, the Germans, they listen to every single song, and they're fantastic crowds. And we love coming to Germany. We're going to be in Munich in a couple of days. We've actually never, the three of us have never been to Munich before. We've been to Hamburg. Huh? We've been to,
we've been to
Berlin. We've been to, where else, where were we last summer?
We've done... Hamburg,
Berlin,
and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've been to, it's another baby city there. Ooh, we've all been there together. Cologne?
Not Cologne. We haven't been to Cologne, but that's.
Been to Cologne.
I thought, okay.
Anyway, we're off track here.
What was cool, in the 80s, my dad bought a Mercedes from Stuttgart, and he flew out from the United States. Picked up the Mercedes, and then with him and his friend, they drove up into the Swiss Alps from Germany and did a whole trip that entire summer. And back then, it was actually cheaper to buy a Mercedes in Germany. I believe they would pay for you to fly out there and get it, and then just go on a trip and then get the car shipped back. And it was still cheaper after all that, paying for flights, etc., than it was to buy it in the United States.
There's a specific Mercedes that I want. If I see one in Germany, I'll probably try to buy it and send it back.
Which one is it?
It's like a late 60s convertible, two-door convertible. I forget what the model, like 280? 280?
The 280 SL?
But it's the 70s one, the real square body.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of looks like a Rolls Royce a little bit.
That's a...
It's got the bubble That's a $150,000 car at least.
So, I mean,
at least, dude.
Take a look around, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, fool.
So, guys.
What else you got?
You're all married. Is
yeah,
that correct, guys?
That's correct.
What would be the sexiest song to your lady?
Cheating songs is their favorite. Well, because it's a
I was thinking
escapism.
About romantic stuff.
Oh, I think that they love
Baby It's You,
Baby, It's You is a great song that they love. And there was a song on the Last Resort album called oh gosh, it was very traditional country music, and it was is this seat taken kind of song. Take her off your hands. That's a nice. Our wives like to feel like we're fighting for their affection. So yeah, there's a lot in the canon. Yeah, that's a good song.
So what is the most dramatic Midland song for you guys?
Baby, It's You. It's probably, I mean, straight down the middle romantic song.
But she said dramatic.
Oh, dramatic?
No,
I think
dramatic.
The, I think the.
Oh, yeah.
From the first 21st century honky tonk American band.
I was
going
to say Electric Rodeo.
That's pretty dramatic. Yeah.
Pretty dramatic.
I'll go with
it
that.
It was very like
nice.
Conceptual in a way.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I have one more question.
One more. You got one more.
One more.
No, you have a lot more here.
No, I have a lot more, but I don't need them.
Okay, we'll do one more.
No,
shoot from the heart.
My brain is out of control. So, can we talk about this black bottle?
Okay.
Show this. What do you think? So by the way, it's egg. So it's something with egg. So it's just
with eggs.
With eggs.
Like a white Russian kind.
Maybe, yeah. So, but it's called Klöp. It's the word. So it's Klöp.
Klötenkamm.
Can you say this again, please?
Klötenkamm.
Klötenkamm.
Nice.
Does that mean chicken
cum?
Spaz?
That means
chicken cum?
It's getting hotter.
Chicken cum?
Chicken jizz?
So, yeah.
She
so
doesn't know. She's
the,
British.
The translation, so the real translation of Klötenkamm, so it's a Nordish word, so it's slang. So
okay.
I live in the north
okay.
of Germany,
okay.
so it's from my area. It's, I can't say this.
Say it.
You can say it. You have to for us.
No.
Please.
Chicken
cum.
No, it's like ball shot.
Ball yeah,
shot.
Yeah, ball chicken
shot.
Jizz. Yeah. Chicken jizz.
You say this way. Yeah.
So this is filled with chicken semen?
Yes, sir.
Come not on. Real life. Like,
it is.
What?
No.
It is. So for you
and
guys.
What's it supposed to do?
You have to try. So we German, we're drinking this. And
we're taking this with us.
In Easter time.
We're taking a shot of this tonight.
Does it you're make you, serious. Does it give you like...
I hope so.
Yeah, that's like...
Yeah. You're getting... Maybe before your show.
Well,
then
it
you,
gets the world's liqueur award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does it get you fucked up? Mark.
Are you kidding me? You're out here, on Easter, just drinking normal stuff. We're out here drinking chicken jizz.
Oh, I
building muscles. It's incredible.
You have to drink it ice cold.
Yeah, it smells like liqueur.
I don't know if I can...
Yeah, you can.
Oh, it smells good.
It smells great. Jeez. Ooh, that's good.
Is it frowned upon to drink this in public?
You can.
I'll try a little
it's
bit. Bar. Does it really have...
Just...
So,
oh, wait.
I never drank in my life, so you can do whatever you want.
Also, should this be, like, heated up?
No. This
no,
needs
no.
to be...
You have to drink
like,
it cold.
Is it okay?
Yeah, no.
No, we need to chill this out. All right, well, rum cum is what it
rum
is, because there's
yeah,
rum and cum in it.
Okay.
This is exactly
right. But I think the name... So it's a power seller.
Oh,
in my
hungover. Area. What'd you drink last night? chicken jizz.
Oh, God.
I told you, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Spitzmund?
Though this is.
What's the German word for ejaculate? Like balls, ball.
You, the translation, ejaculat, sperma.
Sperma.
Do you mean that?
So is this chicken spamma?
I can't put this on my Instagram.
Chicken spamma? I'm asking ChatGPT what this is made out of.
Sorry.
Yeah. Ding, 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 Mark, you found it. Based on all of our conversations, you finally found what you've been looking for.
Sperma.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, it doesn't have sperm on it. It has egg yolks, sugar, alcohol, cream, milk, or components. Okay. Wow.
Sorry, but you can pick this.
It's 15% ABV, though.
Okay, we're telling the band that there's sperm in it.
Okay, but it's a Klotenkomm is a humorous German name, roughly a cheeky slang reference to balls.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Is this for us? It's yes, a gift. Thank you so much. That's very
you want it chilled and neat over ice cream in coffee or desserts and cakes?
Of course. You can drink it. That's how we do it at home.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for your interview and your questions. It's been wonderful.
Thank
Mark,
you too.
You know German.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
No.
No.
No. I don't know what I'm doing here.
I don't either.
Ich habe keine Ahnung, was ich hier tue.
But we just want to say Dankeschön to all of our amazing German fans out there. Thank you for supporting our music, and we can't wait to see y'all in Munich.
Amazing.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Cheers.